Blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well, Dhammayang Bhagavantang Sadhammang Sasangkang. To these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, Ime hi sakare hi atharahang haropite hi apipuchayama. We render with offerings our rightful homage. Satuno bhante bhagava sutira parinibhutopi. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, pachima janata nukampa manasa, still had compassion for later generations. Ime sakare dukata panakara bhute patikanhatu. May these simple offerings be accepted. Amhakanti karatam hitaya sukhaya. For our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us.
Arahang
Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, Bhutang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.
Svakato
Bhagavata Dhamma. The teaching so completely explained by him, Dhammam Namassami, I bow to the Dhamma.
Supatipanno
Bhagavato Savaka Sangho. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, Sangham Namami, I bow to the Sangha.
Andamayam Buddhasa Bhagavato Bhupapakanamakaranga Romase.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Andamayam Buddha Vitutingaro Mase.
Yo so Tathagato Arahang Samma Sambuddho. The Tathagata is the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One. Vita Charana Sampanno. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding. Sugato, the accomplished one. Lokavitu, the knower of the worlds. Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. Sata Deva Manusanam. He is teacher of gods and humans. Buddha Bhagava. He is awake and holy. โยอิมังโลกังสเทวกังสมารกังสพรหมกังIn this world with its gods, demons, and kind spirits, Sasamana Brahmaning Vajang Sadeva Manusam Sayang Abhinya Sachikatawa Bhavetesi. In seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth.Yo dhammang te se si adi kalayanam Madhye kalayanam Variyosana kalayanam He has pointed out the Dhamma Beautiful in the beginning Beautiful in the middle Beautiful in the end Satam sapayam chanam Kevala paripunnam Varisuddham brahmachariyam Bhakasesi He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity In its essence and conventions Tamaham bhagavantam abhipochayami Tamaham bhagavantam sirasa namami I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Antamayam dhamma bitudingaro mase
Yoso so akato bhagavata dhammo The dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One. Sanditiko Apparent here and now, Akaliko, timeless, Edipasiko, encouraging investigation, Opanaiko, leading onwards, Bhajatam Vedita Bolinyohi, to be experienced individually by the wise.Tamaham dhammang abhipochayami Tamaham dhammang sirasa namami I chant my praise to this teaching I bow my head to this truth
Andameyang sangha bitutingaro mase
Yoso supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho They are the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well Ujupatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Who have practiced directly Nyaya patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Who have practiced insightfully Samichipatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Those who practice with integrity Yaditam chattari purisa yukani atha purisa pukala That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings Esa bhagavato savaka sangho These are the Blessed One's disciples. Ahunayo, such ones are worthy of gifts. Bahunayo, worthy of hospitality. Dakinayo, worthy of offerings. Anjali karaniyo, worthy of respect. Anuttaram punyaketam lokasa.They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. Tamaham sangham abhipochayami Tamaham sangham sirasa namami I chant my praise to this sangha. I bow my head to this sangha.
The Blessed One.
The Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment to the teaching which he expounded so well and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well to these the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha we render with offerings our rightful homage It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us.
The Lord,
the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One.
The teaching,
so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma.
The Blessed One's disciples,
who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. He, the Blessed One, is indeed the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the Accomplished One, the Knower of the Worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way, by my devotion to the Buddha, and the blessing of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, or whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading onwards to be experienced individually by the wise.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent, it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, learning and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. that are my sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To that am I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me there is no other refuge. Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, the Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha formed of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Antamiyam ratanatiyapanamakhatha yojeva sangvekha parijitanapathanchapannamase
Buddha susutta karuna mahanravo. The Buddha absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion. Yo chanda sutta varanyana lochano, possessing the clear sight of wisdom. Lokasa papu pakile sakatako, destroyer of worldlies of corruption. Vandami buddhang ahamadare natang, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revere. Dhammo padipo viyatasa satuno, the teaching of the Lord like a lamp. Yomakapaka matapeda binnako, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless. Lokutaro yochatatatipano, that which is beyond the conditioned world. Vandami dhammang ahamadare natang, devotedly indeed the Dhamma I revere. สังโฆสุเขตาพยาติเขตาสันนิโตดัสังกาตมุสปะตาพรามโฟคัลติเวชันโยดิทัสสันโตสุขตานุโภทะโก Those who have realized peace awaken after the accomplished one Lola pahino ariyo sumetaso Noble and wise, all longing abandoned Vandami sankham ahamadarenatam Yivagati indeed that sankha I revere Icheva mekam dapipu janayakam This salutation should be made Vatutayam vandayata pisankatam To that which is worthy Unyam mayayam namasambhupatava Through the power of such good action Mahunduveta sabhabhava siddhiya May all obstacles disappear Ita tata kato loke upanno araham sammā sambuddho One who knows things as they are has come into this world And he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being Dhammo jate sito niya niko upasamiko parinibhaniko Sambodhagami sukata pavedito Purifying the way leading out of delusion Calming and directing to perfect peace And leading to enlightenment This way he has made known Mayantam dhammam sutava evam janama Having heard the teaching we know this Jati pi dukkha Birth is dukkha Jara pi dukkha Aging is dukkha Maranam pi dukkha And death is dukkha Soka parideva dukkha domana supaya sapi dukkha Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Abhiyehi sampayoga dukkha. Association with the dislike is dukkha. Piyehi vipayoga dukkha. Separation from the like is dukkha. Yambitam nalabhatitam bidukkham. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. Sankhitena panchupadana khanda dukkha In brief, the five focuses of identity are dukkha Sayatikam, these are as follows Rupupadana khanda, attachment to form Vedanupadana khanda, attachment to feeling Sanyupadana khanda Attachment to perception Sankharupadana kando Attachment to karma formations Vinyanupadana kando Attachment to sense consciousness Yesambarinyaya For the complete understanding of this Dharamano so bhagava The blessed one in his lifetime Evam bahulam savake vineti Frequently instructed his disciples in just this way Evam bhaka japana sabhakavato savake suvanusasani bahula pavatati In addition he further instructed Rupam anicham Form is impermanent Vedana anicca Feeling is impermanent, sanya anicca, perception is impermanent, sankhara anicca, karma formations are impermanent, vijnanam anicchaṁ, sense consciousness is impermanent, rupam anatta, form is not self, vedana anatta, feeling is not self, sanya anatta, Perception is not self, Sankhara anatta, Karma formations are not self, Vijnanam anatta, Sense consciousness is not self, Sabbe Sankhara anicca, All conditions are transient. Sabbe dhamma anattati. There is no self in the created or the uncreated. Te mayam, all of us. Otina mahajatiya jara maranena. Abhan by birth, aging and death. So kehi parideve hitu kehi domana sehi upaya sehi. By sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. Dukkho dina dukkha pareta. Bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Apevana mimasa kevala sa dukkha kandasa antakiriya panyayetati. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. Chira parini putam pitam bhagavantam buddhisa arahantam sama sambutam. Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord and Perfectly Enlightened One, who long ago attained parinibbana, sata akara sama anakariyam vabhacitta. We have gone forth with faith from home to homelessness. Tasamim bhagavati brahmachariyam charama. And like the Blessed One, we practice the holy life. Bhikkhunam sikasa jiva samapanna. Being fully equipped with the bhikkhu system of training. Dhamno brahmachariyam imasa kevara sa dukkha kandasa antakiriyaya samvatatu. May this holy life lead us to the end of this whole mass of suffering.
Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration.
True, the goodness that arises from my practice. May my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life, may they soon attain the threefold bliss, and realize the deathless, through the goodness that arises from my practice, and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana. In every kind of birth, may I have an upright mind, with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. To the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
This is what should be done
by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise will later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be. that they are weak or small, or meeting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
Andamayang Brahma Vihara Paranankaromase
Aham Sukhito Homi Nituko Homi Avero Homi Atmaya Pacho Homi Aniko Homi Sukhi Atanam Bariharami Sape Sata Sukhita Huntu Sape sata avera huntu, sape sata apaya pacha huntu, sape sata anika huntu, sape sata sukhi atanam bariharantu, sape sata sabba dukha pamuchantu, sape sata laddha sampatito mavikachantu, Sape sata kamma saka kamma dayada kamma yoni kamma bantu kamma pati sarana yam kammam karisanti kalayanam va papakam va tasadayada bhavisanti.
May I abide in well-being,
in freedom from affliction, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may I maintain well-being in myself. May everyone abide in well-being, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may they maintain well-being in themselves. May all beings be released from all suffering, and may they not be parted from the good fortune they have attained. When they act upon intention, all beings are the owners of their action, and inherit its results. Their future is born from such action, companion to such actions, and its results will be their home. All actions with intention, be they skillful or harmful, of such acts, they will be the heirs.
Andamayam chaturapamanya obhasanam karomase
Metta sahagatena cetasa ekam disamparita vaviharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chaturtam itiyo dhambaro diriyam sabati sapa tata yasapa vantam lokam metta sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahakatena apamanena averena apayapajena paritavadi harati karuna sahakatena cetasa ekam nisam paritavadi harati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chaturtam itiyo dhammado diriyam sabbati sabba tadaya sabba vandam lokam karuna sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhayapachena paritava viharati mudita sahagatena cetasa ekam disam paritava viharati tata tritiyam tata datiyam tata chaturtam itiyo dhammado diriyam sabbati sabba tata yasabba vantam lokam mudita sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhayapachena paritava viharati upekha sahagatena cetasa ekam nisam paritava viharati tata tutiyam tata datiyam tata chaturtham itiyo dhammado diriyam sabbati sabba tata yasabba vantam lokam upekha sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhayapachena paritava viharati iti.
Andamayang abhinna pachavekana patham pannamase
Charadhammo nicharanganatito I am of the nature to age I have not gone beyond aging Payatithammo nipayatinganatito I am of the nature to sicken I have not gone beyond sickness Marana dhammo mi maranam anatito I am of the nature to die I have not gone beyond dying Sapehi mebhihehi manapehi nana bhavo vinabhavo All that is mine, beloved and pleasing Will become otherwise Will become separated from me Kamma sako mi kamma dayato kamma yoni kamma bandhu kamma pati sarano yam kammam karisami kalyanam va papakam va tasadayato bhavisami I am the owner of my kamma, heir to my kamma, born of my kamma Related to my karma, thereby supported by my karma, whatever karma I shall do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. Evam amhehi abhinam bachavekitapam. Thus we should frequently recollect.
Parito anavedha samedha vadanta Avikikajika paritam vadanto Samanta chakavale suvatra Sādhammam munirajasa sunnantu sāgamokadam Sāge kamme charrupe girisi karatate chantarike vimane Niperate cha kamme tarvanagahane gehava tumhi kete Umma jayantu deva jalaka visamme yakka ganda vannaka Thitanta santikeyam univarava janam sadaho me sunnantu Bhuvata dasana kalo ayam vadanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam vadanta Sangha Pairupa Sanakalo Ayamadanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato
Sada Sanna ทิกสัญญานันยมัญญาสะดุกะมิเจยมัตตายะตานิยังพุทธังอายุสาเอกะพุทธมนุราเคเอวังคิสสาภะพุทเธสุมาทัสสัมภาวะเยปริมาณังเมตังจะสัมภะโลกัสสะวิงคะทัสสัมภาวะเยปริมาณังพุทธังอโนจะทิริยังจะสัมภาณังภะเวรังอัสสะปาทังทีนัญจะรังนิสินโนวาสยานโนวายาวตาสวิกัตเมโลเมตังสจิงคาลิเทยะพรหมเมตังวิหารังนิกมาปุริจิงจะอนุปกรรมสิรวาดาสเนนะสัมปันโนทาเมสเวนายะเกตังนาหิจาทุกขาปะเสยะกุลาเมธิติยังกินชีวิตังอิตาวะหุรังวาสาเกสวายังรัตนังปณิธังธโนสัมมังอาทิตตังกะเตนะอิดังวิภูเตรัตนังปณิธังเอเตนะสัจเจนะสวาติโหตุกายังวิรากังอามตังปณิธังยตาจักขาสัคคมุนีสัมมาหิโตนะเตนะธัมเมนะสัมมาทิฏฐิจีลังวิธัมเมรัตนังปณิธังเอเตนะสัจเจนะสวาติโหตุยัมโวดัสเสโตปริวานะหิสุจิงสัมมาทิมานันตะริกันยะมาหุสัมมาทินาเตนะสัมโมนะวิจจิตัมวิธัมเมรัตนังปณิธังเอเตนะสัจเจนะสวาติโหตุเยปุคะลาอัตตสตังภะสัตตาจัตตาริเหตานิยุคานิปัญจิเตนะกินายะสุขตาสสาวะกาเอเตสุตินานิมหาปะลานิรังพิสังเกรัตนังปณิธังเอเตนะสัจเจนะสุวาติโหตุเยสุปโยธามนัสสาดาเลนะนิคามิโนโคธัมมสาสนามิเทปาทิปาทาอมตะวิกายลาดามุดานิปุจิงปุญจมานาอินังวิสังเกรัตนังปณิธังเอเตนะสัจเจนะสวาติโหตุยีนังปุรานังนวังนาทิสัมภวังเวราชจิตายะติเกวาวสมิงเตกินะมิจาอวิโรนิชันดานิปัญจินิรายะทายังปณิโพหิตังวิสังเกรัตนังปณิธังเอเตนะสัจเจนะสวาติโหตุมหาคารณิโกนะโจหิตายะสัพพานินังโพริตวาปารมิสัมปปาโตสัมโพธิโมธัมมังเอเตนะสัจเจวาเจนะโหตุเตจายมังกลังจายันโทโพธิยาโมเลสัจญานังนันเทวานะโนเอวังตวังวิจโยโหหิจายาสุจายมังกเลอปราชิตปาลังเกสิเสปตะวิโภคะเรอภิเสกสัพพุทธานังอากาปโตปโมนะติสุนาคาตังสุมังกลังสุปมาตังสุโหตินังสุขโนสุโหโตจะสุเยตังพรหมจาริสุปดาคินังกายกรรมังวาจากรรมังปดาคินังปดาคินังปโลกรรมังปนิมิตเตปดาคินาปดาคินานิกัตวานลบันดาเตปดาคิเนโหตุ
Yeah. Bhagavato
sāvaka saṅgho yāyata tibhāto bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho sāvīti patibhāto bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho yadidāṁ jātāri purisa yugāni yāta purisa bhūgata esa bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho ābhunayo pāhunayo dākhinayo anjali karaniyo ādhutaraṁ puñyate anlokasa
as a mother protects with her life, her child. The Buddha is my excellent refuge.
and surpasses the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
Satya Bhuni, 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 Satya Bhuni,